This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And we're soon to learn if American forces will remain in Afghanistan beyond August 31st. That's next Tuesday. Representative Kat Kamak from the area, also on the House Homeland Security Committee, serves as ranking member, lead Republican on the Subcommittee for Emergency Preparedness, and in many ways dealing with an emergency here as well as there. Do you think that we'll extend the effort there beyond August 31st next Tuesday?
Well, good morning. And, you know, I can tell you we absolutely have to. We have been in and out of briefings. I'll be in another one at 10:30 today. And there is just logistically no way to get every single American and the assets that we have there in country out by August 31st, no matter how much they pick up the pace. It just is not feasible, given the fact that we have no relief valve. We gave up Bagram, and we're dealing with an airport layout that isn't conducive to having multiple C-17s on the runway at any given time. So it has to be extended. Unfortunately, President Biden is taking his cues from the Taliban, and the Taliban has already stated that they will not negotiate. They will consider it a quote-unquote occupation. So there's definitely going to be some even greater challenges than what we are facing. But for right now, we're focused on getting all of our Americans out immediately.
About 20 minutes ago, we sent a breaking news alert. U.S. officials saying that the CIA director had met with the Taliban leader in Kabul on Monday. Were you advised on that in any way? And what did they discuss, if so?
Members were not advised, no, but I can tell you we have been in regular briefings, and everything that we are hearing from SecDef Austin, from Secretary Blinken, and from General Milley has been in direct contradiction to what President Biden has been sharing with the American people. There is definitely a broken, cohesive messaging going on at the administrative level. It's frustrating. I think that in the weeks and months and years to come, there will be investigations and oversights. There need to be resignations that happen and take place, because this has been a total utter failure from top to bottom with regard to this. And it's frustrating because, as I said, you know, we're all trying to get our constituents home. Just on Sunday, we were able to evacuate a family of five back home. We have over 187 constituents from our district alone, the Jacksonville area, that are stuck in country, and we have been working to get them home. But with such a disjointed messaging, even the State Department doesn't really know what's going on, because they're getting mixed messaging from the top. So it's a frustrating process. We're having to work every angle and work every single contact that we have in order to get this done. So am I surprised that the CIA was meeting with the Taliban? No. This administration seems keen to take its marching orders from the Taliban, which is extraordinarily frustrating and demoralizing to our men and women who have given so much over the last 20 years in Afghanistan.
Spotlight with Representative Kat Kamak. You mentioned the local assets that we have there. Are those all military? Are they contractors, a mix of all of those?
They're a mix of NGO people working for NGOs, military contractors, their families, American citizens. We have really the full gamut over there right now. And again, it's been very frustrating. We're working with not just the State Department, but also some contractors and people who are flying private civilian aircraft in and around the area. It is truly a lift of incredible proportions to make this happen. And my colleagues and I, Republicans and Democrats, we are trying to get our people out. Every single member of Congress has constituents in Afghanistan right now, and that is our primary focus.
White House saying yesterday that some 10,004 people were taken to safety, the most on military flight. I think there were 28 military flights. At that pace, is there any possibility that between now and next week, Tuesday, that there's a potential of even getting everyone out?
No, every intelligence briefing, and I will say this, the intelligence community has been spot on with their assessment to date. The intelligence community has said, no, given what we know of the boots on the ground, the people that we have in country, that will not work. Also, keep in mind that the temporary agreements that we have with various countries, UAE, for example, they can only accommodate so many people once we get them out of Afghanistan, they land in a secondary location. UAE, for example, is at capacity. They hit their capacity on Sunday night, early morning hours. That means that we're going to have to find additional sites, Italy, Germany, Uzbekistan, Qatar is quickly approaching its level of what we can handle on our with our agreements there. So this is a multifaceted problem that we're facing, and just given the timeline, it's not feasible. Anyone who has really spent any significant time in logistics or planning or military, they know that this is a lift to make happen. It's not just people, it's assets. Of course, our primary focus is getting our people back home, and that has been incredibly slowed up by the fact that the Taliban are blocking the roads to the airport. They have shut the gates down due to the lack of personnel. There have been security threats. We see Al-Qaeda. We see ISIS. We have had a cybersecurity threat against the systems at State Department. All of this contributes to a slowing of the process as we continue to move people out. So August 31st is not a feasible date. It cannot be done. And again, we have the additional pressure of the Taliban really leading Joe Biden in this effort, which is very, very frustrating. This is not how it is supposed to be done. This is a total failure. There will be accountability. I assure you that moving forward. But again, got to keep everybody focused, laser focused on getting our people home.
Yeah, stay close by for updates over the next week. We'd like to check in every so often on the effort to get the local assets that we have there out. Representative Kat Kamak is always appreciated in this spotlight. It's 8:15.